Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Stenhouse. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dave Stenhouse. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Pfister. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dan Pfister. And now, play ball. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stenhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. Cottier moves to second. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles bunts towards the mound. Stenhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 0 for 1 in the game. Aluzik takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Aluzik moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cotier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 0 for 1 in the game. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Causey reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall throws the ball into Cotier, who tags Charles trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Causey scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Stenhouse covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Dave Stenhouse. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 2 in the game. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny Daniels now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Jim Hannon now pitching. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aluzik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Jimenez moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Retzer fields it and throws to third for the out. Alozic moves to second. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Retzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Alozic moves to third. Del Greco moves to second. Two outs. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 0-for-2 in the game. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hannon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Retzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Retzer moves to second. John Wyatt now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Retzer scores. Locke moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jim King pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Locke scores. Cottier moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Don Rudolph now pitching. Chuck Hinton now playing shortstop. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles bunts towards the mound. Rudolph fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Gino Cimoli pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Marty Cutina now pitching. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alouzik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Gino Cimoli now playing right field. George Alouzik now playing left field. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 3 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Pearsall trying to get to home. Cimoli throws the ball into Sullivan, who tags Pearsall, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Retzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bright moves to second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Senators 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Greco moves to second. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Retzer fields it and throws to third for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to third. Wyatt moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright fields the ball and throws to Kutina covering. Safe. Sullivan scores. Wyatt moves to third. Causey moves to second. It's 7-4, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wyatt tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-4, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cotter hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. King hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.